You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's been a lot of buzz about the upcoming Great American Total Solar Eclipse. It's happening Monday, the 21st, and astronomers say this one is worth the hype. Let's figure out just what we will see here in Michigan as we say hello to Dr. Shannon Schmall, who directs the Abrams Planetarium at Michigan State University. It's good to have you with us and to talk about this event everyone's buzzing about.
Thanks for having me.
How excited are you personally about what's coming on Monday?
I think the best way to describe it is if you know the meme on the internet of Kermit the Frog flailing before the Muppet Show starts, that's me.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean, when we think about, you know, we're talking about it's been basically a century since this has happened.
Yes, it's been about a century since we've had one go from coast to coast. The last one that has hit the continental United States was 1979. So it's even been a long time since we've had any total solar eclipse hit the continental U.S.
And just to kind of give us some astronomy 101, tell us exactly what is happening with this total solar eclipse.
So during a total solar eclipse, what's happening is the moon is going to go directly in between the Earth and the sun. And this happens every 29 days when we have a new moon. But normally, because the moon's orbit is tilted by about 5 degrees from the Earth's orbital plane, we see it a little bit above or below the sun. But this time, it's going to be crossing right into that plane, and it's going to be directly in front of the sun. And that will cast a shadow onto the Earth. So as long as you're underneath the darkest part of that shadow, you're going to see a total solar eclipse.
Those are the lucky folks in that path of totality.
Yes, from Oregon to South Carolina.
And that means what exactly if you're in the path of totality?
So if you are in the path of totality, the moon will completely cover the sun's main disk. And so for you in that path, when that happens, that totality, which lasts up to 2.5 minutes or so, I think 2 minutes, 41 seconds at the greatest number, the sky is going to go dark. The temperature may drop. You'll be able to see stars and planets during the day. So some winter constellations will be up that we normally only see in December and November and so on. And you'll be able to see the outermost atmosphere of the sun called the corona. So that's only in the path of totality, though.
And that is not Michigan. So here in Michigan, what will we see or what won't we see?
So here in Michigan, we're going to see a partial eclipse. So at the point where it's the greatest eclipse for Michigan, it's going to be around 80%, give or take, depending on exactly where you are in the state. So for the greater Lansing area, for instance, it's going to be around 80%. You're going to see the moon go in front of the sun, and you'll see sort of a crescent shape of the sun when that happens. But you won't see the sky go dark. You won't see the temperature drop and that sort of thing.
Because we're all wondering if we might see weird or unique natural phenomenon or animals responding in some strange way during the eclipse.
Yeah, I believe there's been some studies that have been done in the past with animals in the path of totality where some interesting behaviors have happened where they either go into their nighttime routines or they get scared in some sort of way because they don't know what's happening. But we probably won't see anything like that here in Michigan.
Oh, bummer. That would be fun. But let's talk about the importance of knowing how to watch the eclipse, the do's and don'ts. So what's the biggest don't?
Don't look directly at the sun, ever.
Ever. Yeah.
The only time you can look directly at the sun without any sort of eye protection is during totality in that path of totality. So here in Michigan, at no point should you be looking at the sun without eye protection. So that's the big don't. Don't look directly at the sun. Do make sure that your eyes are protected in some way.
And when you say that, you don't mean sunglasses.
Right. Do not use regular sunglasses. That will not be enough to protect your eyes. If you're getting close to totality and it's even 99.9%, still do not look directly at the sun. That can still damage your eyes. So do be careful, though. You can use eclipse glasses. So these are glasses that will filter out a majority of the sunlight so you can safely look at the sun. Other options are a welder's glass 14. Only a 14, nothing lower should be used. If it's an auto darkening one, don't use that either. Only something that is labeled a welder's glass 14. Other options are to create projections of the sun. Those are also safe to view the sun. So you don't want to look up at the sun with a pinhole projection. You want to have the sunlight go through it and hit the ground or a piece of paper and look at that projection there. And you don't need a very tiny hole for that. I've seen people do it with Ritz crackers. The holes in between tree leaves is enough. That'll project it onto the ground. Or a piece of paper with a hole punched out. Just let the sun shine through that and do a projection onto the ground, and you'll be able to see that crescent shape.
You know, I recall in the early 60s, am I thinking 1962 or 1963, my parents making a pinhole camera for us to watch the eclipse. And I can still see, I think we held a piece of paper in my hand, or they did, and then one up to have the sun go through that hole. Is that what we did?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the pinhole camera.
Mm-hmm.
What about taking pictures, Shannon? What are the do's and don'ts? Everybody wants to get that smartphone up and take pictures of everything. If it hurts our eyes, can it hurt our cameras?
Yes, it will. It will probably hurt your electronic devices as well. And if you want to take pictures, you need to make sure that you also have solar filters on the primary lens of your camera. And even then, during totality, if you happen to be in the path, don't bother trying to take pictures. There's astrophotographers who've seen several of these that will be taking plenty. You really need to be focusing on the eclipse itself and not messing with technology, because you do not want to miss a second of this.
What times are we talking about here in Michigan? When might we expect to see things starting? It's not only just 2 minutes, right? It's a process.
Right. So the whole eclipse itself, from start to finish, from when the moon first starts to cover the sun to when it ends, is roughly 2-2.5 hours. So for East Lansing, which is what we know more specifically, it starts exactly at 1 p.m. The point of greatest eclipse is 2:24, and it will end at 3:45. And those will be similar times for most of Michigan. But if you want exact numbers for your location, websites like timeanddate.com would be able to give that for you for your exact location.
Plug that right in. So where will you be, and what will you be doing Monday when you're making that happy Kermit on the on the meme?
The plan, we hear that traffic is going to be pretty bad, but the plan right now is I will be in Salem, Oregon.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be great. What drew you to astronomy? I'm wondering what you love about it.
One of the things that I love about astronomy is that it's something that everyone can go do and participate in. We can all go outside and look up at the stars. We can all go outside and look up at the planets and the sun. I think this is a particularly great example of that. This is something that's bringing the country together in many ways. So part of the reason I'm going to Salem is I'm going to go see my family out in the Northwest and one of my best friends who's out there. And a lot of our staff at the planetarium are also traveling to visit family or visiting them along their way to get to the eclipse. So this is a chance to bring us all together to watch a really phenomenal event, and it's all up in the sky. In this case, you do need eye protection, but there's nothing terribly expensive that you need in order to go outside, look outside, and enjoy the stars.
And remind us again, the next time we're going to have a chance at a total solar eclipse in America will be?
The next total solar eclipse across the continental United States is going to be April 8th, 2024, and that's a path from Texas to Maine.
Well, I'm just saying, without giving anything away, I guess I better try to catch this one. Dr. Shannon Schmoll directs the Abrams Planetarium at Michigan State University. Very excited about the upcoming Great American Eclipse, and enjoy that trip to Oregon and being right there in the path of totality. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.